More drama? Well, today a special election in Kansas may take the pulse of U.S. voters reacting to the Trump first 100 days. Kansas's 4th congressional district holds a special election to fill the seat left vacant by former Representative Mike Pompeo, who resigned in January to become the Trump CIA director. This has been a safe GOP seat for 2 decades, but you wouldn't know that from a recent influx of worried Republican spending. 3 candidates in the running: Republican Ron Estes, who's well-known in Kansas. He's a former state treasurer. Democrat James Thompson, a civil rights attorney. And Libertarian Chris Rockhold, who's also a pilot. Deborah Schar is a reporter at KMUW in Wichita. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So, Deborah, is that GOP money worried money?
That's what some of the political analysts and professors locally here are saying. You know, this race was really just humming along for the past couple of months. And then last week, everything started picking up a huge pace. The National Republican Congressional Committee put about $100,000 into some last-minute campaign ads to support Ron Estes, the Republican candidate. And then from there, we had Ted Cruz stopping by yesterday here in Wichita to do a campaign rally for Ron Estes. And then there was also reportedly some robocalls that were recorded by Vice President Mike Pence and even President Donald Trump that were going out today to get voters to actually get to the polls on this special election day.
So Estes's connection with Trump is seen by the GOP as an asset. I'm wondering what Democrats are doing as a response strategically to possibly make this seat in play.
Well, I think that's what the analysts thought with Ron Estes' campaign strategy. You know, they had a short amount of time to really get out and campaign and get the voter support, only about 8 weeks since they were nominated until today. And so during that short amount of time, you saw the Democratic candidate James Thompson really out in force in the community. He attended a lot of campaign forums. He was at voter events, a lot of public discussion. Ron Estes, the Republican candidate, attended some of those, but not all of them. And the Libertarian candidate also attended some, but not all. And so he really tried to engage the voters throughout the district, James Thompson, the Democrat. The analysts think that Ron Estes was relying a little bit on his name recognition and his solid experience here in the state as state treasurer. And then again, as you mentioned, as the Sedgwick County treasurer, which is the populous county here in the 4th congressional district.
So complacency may have worked against the Republican Ron Estes. I'm wondering if Chris Rockhold, the Libertarian, splits the Republican vote and may be a problem for Estes.
No, I don't think so. You know, in terms of the early voting that we saw here in Sedgwick County that just wrapped up, they had 22,000 people who voted by mail or in person during the early voting period. And it was split about 9,000 votes or so for each of the Democrat or Republican voters that participated. And the Libertarians had less than 100 votes cast during that early voting time. So I don't think the Libertarian voters are really a factor in this race.
So if Thompson wins here, he will really emerge as a Democrat to watch. But what do you make of any of these special elections? I mean, it's really hard to extrapolate.
Well, this is the first congressional election since Donald Trump was elected back in November, and there will be 4 more coming through June. And so the professor that I spoke to yesterday from Wichita State thought that this would really kind of set the stage with the enthusiasm in the Republican Party, depending on how the vote goes here. He thought that if the Democrat James Thompson had a fair amount of showing in this race, then it would show you that there is something going on with the electorate here in South Central Kansas. And it's showing you that maybe people aren't as satisfied with the Republican politics that are going on here statewide and here locally as well. And so the results will actually indicate where people's thoughts are about how the county and the state is going.
So Democrat James Thompson doesn't have to really win this race in the 4th district to make a headline in the results tomorrow. Deborah Schar is a reporter at KMUW in Wichita, Kansas. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.